before after the 2-11 win seasons and having that motivation every day as opposed to the possible complacency?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it creates an edge on a team. It creates kind of a, you know, an angriness or an intensity about you that makes you want to get out there again and makes you want to play and it makes you want to prove yourself again. You know, you feel like you come off 11-2 wins and you kind of feel like, you know, we proved ourselves. You can come to this thing and say we beat all these teams except one of them. Now you come and you lost to six of them. You know, so it makes you want to go out there and prove yourself and your team again.
Couldn't you say that on the program, maybe on this strange way of good, like, you know, I've seen 16 really good, but maybe that little dose of reality you say.
Well, you know, depending on what happens this year, I think we can answer that better at the end of the year. But, you know, I would never say we'll lose the six games is a good thing, but we'll see. You know, maybe it'll end up being a blessing in disguise. Just like it, you know, there's an edge about that team. We won the Big Ten Championship that year. That team just, everyone was looking forward. No one was looking back. Everyone knew that that was a good senior class we had that year. And everyone was just looking forward to prove themselves again. And I think that's the same feeling we have this year, and it's having an edge.
Coach D'Antonio yesterday was talking about how he feels that there's more leadership this year because of the fact that you have a bigger senior class. Have you noticed that as you've been going through the offseason? Do you get a sense of that leadership that maybe wasn't there a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, there's just simply more guys in more position rooms and more areas of the team, so more guys are able to step up, more guys are able to, be present. When you have that, more guys are going to follow the leaders, and that's going to make you more successful. As long as all the leaders are on the same page, which they are, we're going to be going in the right direction.
I know it's all about winning with you, but do you ever think about personal goals? Do you have personal goals of what you want to be by the time you're done?
Well, I want to be a first-team All-American. You know, that's always been one of my goals. I want to be an academic All-American. Obviously, I want to be All-Big Ten. So those are my personal goals, but I think that comes along with winning. I think if I do those things, we're going to be doing pretty good in the winning column as well. But yeah, I absolutely have personal goals, but, obviously winning comes first.
Are you on pace to graduate this year?
In December.
In December?
Yes. Finance.
Someone asked you to describe last season. That's in one word. What word would you use?
Inches.
Did you find the inches in the offseason?
That's the goal.
You've been looking.
That's the goal. We'll find out when it comes in when we play Western, but I think we have. I think we have. We've done everything right. We've done everything the right way.
What makes a great captain?
Oh, man. You know, a great captain is the guy, I think, that first of all comes to work every day. Never the guy that skips out. Never the guy that, you know, has a hamstring hurting this day and a toe hurting the next day, whatever it is. He's a guy that's accountable. He's a guy that you can talk to. He's a guy that's done it before, that's been there before, and a guy that you can trust. A guy that you can trust off the field and a guy that you can trust on the field that, you know, if he's yelling at you in the last second before a play, you're going to listen to him and know that he's right.
Izzo always talks about being a vocal leader. How important that is. Can you just lead by example and be a great captain?
I think to be a captain, you gotta be vocal. Absolutely. I think he's talking about how there's, you know, a lot more seniors. I think there can be leaders by example, but I think the leaders of the team have to be absolutely vocal. Yeah, it's been up and down for him, you know, health-wise. Like I said, when they asked me earlier, he's a battler, man. He's a fighter. He'll come to work every day. He just wants to win. You know, it means a lot to him. It's something he's invested a lot of his time in, a lot of his sweat in. And when he do that, you know, it makes it personal and it makes it, you know, something he wants to, you know, see do well. So, I mean, he's absolutely gone through a lot more injuries than I have, you know, knock on wood. And he's come through on top.
I feel like you got a lot of guys on the team like that, you know, between the first guys.
Yeah, you know, I think they're self-sacrifice guys for the team and for the wins. You know, they want this team to win because that's what they work for all year. You know, it doesn't matter how good they do. It matters how good the team does. It makes them look better.